This morning, we will encounter the hard sayings of Christ. Sometimes we only want to hear the things we want to hear. Ang problema sa atin, why we never grow in our Christian life, because we choose only things from the Bible that magustuhan natin. But there are times in scriptures when Jesus would say very hard things. Minsan masakit pakinggan. But it is these words that would truly bring us to that spiritual space where we can grow. And like I've always said, unless we grow in the Lord, we will never have the fruit that God is looking for. Meron kasi tayong bunga na hinahanap ang Diyos sa buhay natin. And we cannot produce that fruit unless we grow in the Lord. And to grow in the Lord, sometimes we have to learn to listen to hard sayings, you know? I have learned for the past few years that I have been ministering that when you begin to speak the truth and when you begin to embody the truth that you say, you will always be opposed. Amen? That is why, to be safe, you say only nice things. Don't really go into the deep truths. Because truth, as far as I am concerned, when you speak it, it will really cut. You know? Nagdadala ng sugat yan sa atin. And one of the things that, you know, I've gauged myself, if people start coming to me and say, "Oh, Bishop, nagustuhan ko yung sinabi mo. Oh, Bishop, ang sarap ng sinabi mo. Bishop, ang galing-galing ng sinabi mo." Natatakot na ako niyan. Because if you look at the scriptures, anybody who would speak the truth, they are hated. Those who speak the truth, they are hated. They are people who are looked down upon because they are always seen as trouble. Yan ang tingin ng tao. Why is that? Bakit ganyan? That's why so many Christians today wants to be prophet. Gusto nila maging propeta sila. You know, I'm called to be a prophet. I'd like to prophesy. But do you know what happens to prophets? Kasi akala natin, pagiging propeta ka, you know, yung magiging successful ka, and everyone would look up to you, everyone would respect you. No! Our first reading today, in the book of Jeremiah, I was studying his life and the messages that God has called him to speak. You know, when God called Jeremiah, he refused. Ayaw niya talaga. When God called Jeremiah to speak for him, the first thing Jeremiah said, "No, I am young. I don't have it in me." And you know what God said? "Yes, Jeremiah, you have it. I want you to speak. I want you to talk to the people of Israel." Now, there are many messages, but yung pinakamasakit na message na binigay ni Jeremiah was when he told the people of Israel when they were about to be attacked. They were about to be, you know, invaded by the Babylonians. This is what God told Jeremiah to tell Israel. Just surrender to them. Mag-surrender na lang kayo. And it was difficult for Israel. Why? Because in the past, God defended them against Egypt. Remember? God defended Israel against the enemies. Mandami nilang kaaway and God will always defend them. So one day when they were coming against the Babylonians, then all the prophets were saying, you know, sige, labanan natin to. Let's fight the Babylonians. God is on our side. We will win this war. That was the popular public opinion. Yan ang gusto ng lahat marinig. So lahat ng mga propeta in Israel at the time was kept on telling the people, yeah, let's fight, let's fight. God is on our side. So lahat ng buong bayan ng Israel, you know, they were listening to these people telling them, "Oh, lalaban tayo kasi God will save us, God will protect us." Then here comes prophet Jeremiah, God said, no, no, no. When Babylon comes to you, do not fight, surrender. You know, when Jeremiah started to speak that, you know what happened? Did the people clap their hands at him? Did the people accept him? Did the people honor his word? No! Alam mong sabi ng mga tao, patayin yung propeta na yun. And they did try to kill him. Why? Because he spoke differently. Amen? Ibang sinabi niya. God was telling Israel, now it's time to just surrender. Why? It's a time for humility. And nung sinabi ni Jeremiah yan, they were so angry at him, they lowered him down in a cistern na walang tubig. It's mud, puro putik. And Jeremiah sank into the mud. That's what happens to a prophet when he speaks the truth. Kaya yung mga nag-aambisyon na maging propeta, mag-isip muna kayo. Wala sanang problema yan if you speak the truth. If we live in a world that is aligned with God, if we live in a world that is aligned to the will of God, then anyone who speaks the truth will be welcomed. Anyone who speaks the truth will be embraced. But my dear brothers and sisters, we live in a world today that is crazy. We live in a world today, baluktot yung mundo natin. That's why anyone who speaks the truth will not be received. And this is the hard sayings that Christ is telling us today, you know. Yung first line ng gospel dito, sabi niya, I have come to bring fire, to light a fire in the world, you know. That saying. And some of us will look at that scripture and say, wow, ang cute, ay, ang ganda. Si Jesus magsisindi ng kandila, maglalagay ng kandila sa mundo, so we will have hope, you know. We have that image, but the gospel today, if you listen carefully, this is not something about being nice. The original Greek is, I have come to set the world on fire. Yan ang sabi ni Lord. You know, ang pinakamalaking sunog na nakita ko, sunog ng isang bahay. Hindi ko pa naranasan yung sinasabi nilang wildfires in California, the wildfires in Australia. I could just imagine, nakakatakot siguro yun. Pero one time, naalala ko, when I was in college, we passed by a house na nasusunog. Hindi ka pwedeng lumapit, napakainit, and everything is consumed around. Nakakatakot talaga yung apoy, fire that is not controllable. Sanay tayo sa apoy na nakokontrol natin. Yung magluluto tayo, naglalagay tayo ng apoy, controlled yan. But fire that is uncontrollable is very scary. Nakakatakot. And just imagine yung pamilya na nasunugan or any person na nasunugan, nakaranas ng sunog. Nasunog ang tahanan nila. You know, pag sinabi mo sa kanila, susunugin kong bahay mo, iba ang dating yan. You know, minsan nagbibiruan kami magkaibigan. Pag yumaman ako, susunugin kong bahay mo. Yung ganyang mga joke ba? At tawanan kami, tawanan. Pero you cannot say that to a person na nasunugan ng bahay because alam niya kung ano yan, masunugan ng bahay. You don't tell a person. He knows what it is. That's why when Jesus said, I will set fire in the world today, that is a scary thing. Susunugin ko ang mundo. Si Jesus, masabi ni Jesus yan? Jesus who cannot hurt a fly. Jesus who is always nice and lovey-dovey. Well, that's how we made him up in our mind. The scripture says our God is a consuming fire. I have come and I'm going to cast fire on the earth, and how I wish that this fire is already blazing. Sabi ni Jesus, how I wish na sana yung apoy na to nag-uumpisa na. But I have a baptism that I have to go through. he's talking about the cross. Papasok siya sa cross. And after that cross, the world will be set on fire. Now, we don't like to hear words like that. Ayaw natin makinig sa mga salitang ganyan. Susunog. Bisya parang nakakatakot naman. Nakakatakot talaga. That's why the fear of the Lord, pag narunong ka matakot sa Diyos, you will be wise. Many of us, many people today don't fear God anymore. So what is Christ trying to say? Is he a bad person? Akala ko, he's the Prince of Peace. But today in the Gospel, he says, I do not presume that I have come to bring peace. I have come to divide. Wow. To cause division. Hindi ba kayo natatakot yan? And specifically, itong sinabi niya, I will divide families. I will divide, there will be family of five, three will be against the two, and two will be against the three. Father will be against his son, and son will be against the father. Mother will be against her daughter. Daughter will be against mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, you know. He speaks of division. This fire that I will bring, this sword that I will bring, will divide. It will destroy. Fire will destroy. Sword will divide. What is Jesus trying to tell us today? Because sometimes we do not see how our life has veered away from the truth. Napakalayo natin sa katotohanan. And minsan, you know, we try to shield our mind, shield ourselves, na hindi natin makita yung katotohanan na yan by coming to church. There are people who come to church and they think that I'm okay, God is okay, I'm present in the church, I don't need to change. Hindi ko kailangan magbago, basta nagsisimba lang. Ilang tao ang nakikita nyo sa simbahan, na araw-araw na sa simbahan, ni minsan hindi mo malang nakita nagbago. Masungit noon, hanggang ngayon masungit pa rin, hindi nagbabago. And sometimes that's what our life is. And sometimes it would take an act of God to come, bring fire, bring a sword, so that what is meant to be shall come out. Not the false and the fake and the things that are not true, na yun lang palaging nakikita natin sa buhay natin. Minsan sinasabi natin sa iba, mabait ako eh, tumutulong ako talaga. Dahil tumulong ka lang, mabait ka na. Paano yung mga binitawan mong salita sa kapwa mo? Paano yung mga inisip mong masama sa kapwa mo? Hindi mo binibilang yun. Ang binibilang mo, yung nagawa mong mabuti. We have lived our family life, our life as a nation, our individual life with false pretenses. And now, hindi na natin alam yung katotohanan ng buhay natin. And the gospel speaks of that today. That's why Christ came. Amen? You know, we like to say that song, you know, I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to follow Jesus. We like to sing that song. We like to say those things. I will follow Jesus. O minsan sinasabi natin, may matching na luha pa yan, paiyak-iyak pa tayo. I will follow Jesus. But do you know, to follow Jesus is difficult? Mga kapatid, who would agree with me? It's hard to follow Jesus. Difficult. Almost impossible to follow Christ. I was reading a book and this author wrote something. Sabi niya, if you follow Christ, you will lose many things. Maraming mawawala sa'yo. Do you believe that? Amen? I remember when I received God's call in my life to follow Him by working in the church full-time. Noong una, narinig ko yan, I just, you know, try to shrug it off. Ayaw kong marinig. Because if I'm going to work full-time, if I'm going to follow Christ, I have to resign from my work, which I love so much. I will have to resign from a work where I am earning much. Ang laki ng kita ko dun. It's business and everything. I have a job where my father is very proud of me. Every time may mga family gathering kami, you know, my father would all say, oh, this is my son. You know, he is like this. He is, ito yung career niya, ito yung trabaho niya. And they're all proud. My sisters, my brothers, they're all proud because of what I have accomplished in my life. And the day I receive my calling, I know I have to let that go because I cannot continue with that kind of life. Kaya naalala ko yung araw na yun na nag-resign ako. When I resigned from my work, binigyan na ako ng last na sahod. Yung huling sahod ko binigay sa akin. Walang separation pay. But my last sweldo and my commission na hindi nabigay sa akin, binigyan ako ng pera ng kumpanya. And that's it, I resign. Then I called up my dad, tinawagan ko yung father ko, and I said, I have to resign. And my father thought na nag-resign ako dahil papasok ako sa mas malaking trabaho. And my dad said, oy, that's good. So saan kumpanya ka na ngayon? Sabi ko, nagpasok po ako sa church, sa simbahan. And I really saw the face of my father, how disappointed he is. Muntik na tumulo ang luha niyo na nalaman niya yan. And he was so disappointed, he was so sad that I went full-time in the church. My brothers, you know, sabi ng mga kapatid ko, pinaaral ka. Gumastos yung magulang natin para makapagtapos ka. They spent so much and you'll just throw it away, tatapon mo lang. At magtatrabaho ka sa simbahan. Anong trabaho mo dyan? Sabi ng kapatid ko. Sabi ko, naglilinis ako ng church. Yabang pa, no? Tagalinis ako. Bahay naman ng Diyos. But they could not understand. Hindi nila maintindihan yan. They were so upset. They were so disappointed. When my friends found out na umalis ako sa trabaho na yan, you know, nakikinabang naman sila dahil malaki ang sweldo ko. So, every Friday night, blow out. Then one time, nag-meet kami ng friends ko, hindi na ako pwede mag-blow out. Wala na akong pera. They were so disgusted that I resigned na pumasok ako sa church. And this is what they said. Kinalat nila sa mga kaibigan ko. Sabi nila, nag-nervous breakdown kasi yan eh. Nasiraan ang bait. So akala talaga ng mga tao nasiraan ako ng bait. Dahil iniwan ko yung trabaho ko. Napakaganda ng trabaho. Napakaganda ng position ko. And I left it to just be in the church and clean up the church. My friends did not want to see me anymore. Hindi na kami nagkikita. And for a while, wala akong kaibigan, wala akong pamilya na kakasama because of the call of the gospel, the call of God in my life. I was in turmoil. That's true. When you follow Christ truthfully and in your heart you will follow Him, you will lose many things. And this author said, yes, when you follow Jesus, you will lose many things. But you will never lose your soul. Amen? Think of that. To follow Christ is difficult. To follow Christ means you will lose many things. But if you follow Christ, one thing for sure, you will never lose your soul. And the Bible said, what profits a man if you gain the whole world, yet you lose your soul? In following Jesus, you will never, never lose your soul. You may lose some of your friends. You may lose some of your wealth. You may lose some of your prestige and honor. You may lose many things in your life, but one thing for you sure, your soul will be intact. Now you look at the gospel today, Jesus said, I'm going to bring fire. Kaya nung nakakausap ko yung mga born again, you know, when I was in Cebu, may nag-witness sa akin, sabi sa akin, natanggap mo na ba si Jesus, sir? Sabi ko, ano yan? He started to tanggapin mo si Jesus. Pagkatapos namin mag-usap, sabi ng dalawang youth na yun, sabi niya, mag-pray tayo, sir. So sabi ko sa kanya, sige, pag-pray niyo ako. Sabi niya, repeat after me. So nasunundan ko yung prayer, sabi niya, Lord Jesus, please enter my heart today. Nung sinabi niya yung enter my heart today, natakot ako. Do you know what it means when Christ enters your heart? Alam niyo ba yan? When Jesus enters your life, enters your heart, He will set it on fire, susunugin niyang puso mo. And that is something we don't want to hear kasi ang gusto nating marinig, pag pumasok si Jesus sa heart mo, magiging happy ka. You know? Pag pumasok si Jesus sa heart mo, all your problems will go away. That's what we want to hear. But when Christ enters your heart and brings His fire, it will burn, it will destroy things. Why? Because everything that is not aligned with God in your heart will be burned. Yung mga galit mo na tinatago mo, susunugin yan balang araw. We have so many sins in our heart that we keep on putting off. We don't deal with it. Tumatahimik tayo. I talk to people, they're so angry in their heart. They have unforgiveness in their heart. But you know what? Sabi nila, magsimba lang kami. You know? Akala nila kasi pag nagsimba ka, yung unforgiveness mo matatakpan, hindi makikita ng Diyos. Kitang-kita po yan. And if Jesus comes into your heart, He will burn that away. Susunugin ng Diyos yan. There are many things in our heart that is not supposed to be there. I remember one time, there was this rich person, mayaman na mayaman, and pumunta sa church, and sabi niya, paano maging Christian? Oh, excited yung simbahan. Excited yung church. Ay, si Mr. Ganitong, mayaman yan. Father, mayaman yan. Mayaman na mayaman yan. Interesado na siya paano maging Christian. Kausapin mo, Father, kausapin mo. Ganyan tayo eh, pag mayaman, di ba? Kausapin. Dalhin sa kingdom. Pero pag mahirap, hayaan mo lang, mamatay yan, bahala na siya. You know? Pag mayaman, sige, Father, kausapin mo. Father, magiging asset to sa church, magiging asset to sa kingdom ni Lord. Ha? Walang taong asset sa kingdom ni Lord. But kausapin mo, Father. So I talked to this person, kinausap ko siya. He wants to be a Christian. Then he started to talk to me. So sabi niya, tapatan na kita, Father. Tatlo yung asawa ko. At wala akong intensyon na tigilan yung pangbababae ko because I can afford. But I want Jesus to come into my life para mas lalo akong yumaman. You see, yan ang gusto nila. You want Jesus to enter your heart because you want Jesus to improve your life. No. If you invite Jesus to come into your life, He's not going to improve your life. He's going to destroy and what? Transform and change your life. Yan ang ayaw natin. That's why there are many Christians today in the church and they're praying for prosperity. They're inviting Jesus to come because gusto nilang mag-prosper sila. Gusto nilang yumaman sila. Not knowing that they love money more than God. If you love money more than God, don't ask God to give you more money. Ask God to remove that love of money from you because that is the root of all evil. Pero ayaw natin eh. We want Jesus to enter to improve our life. Dati, mayaman lang ako. Ngayon, ubod ng yaman na dahil nandyan si Jesus. You know? Dati, malungkot ako. Ngayon, pinasaya ako ni Jesus. Yun ang gusto natin. We invite Jesus to come into our life. But do you know that the scripture does not teach us to invite Jesus to enter your life? The scripture teach us to enter the life of Christ. Tayo ang pumasok sa buhay niya. Bitawan natin yung lumang buhay natin at pumasok sa buhay ni Kristo para magbago ang buhay natin. That's why Jesus said, I'm going to bring fire. Fire is something that is used for cleansing. Panglinis yan. I remember many years ago, pumunta ako sa bundok. Merong mga farmers doon, may mga magsasaka doon. They started to light a fire, pero kinokontrol nila, may tubig sila. No? Just around the fire, sinusunog nila yung isang field. And I asked them, bakit nyo sinusunog? And this is what they said to me, to clear the field of bad plants and bad trees, sunugin muna namin yan. So that after a few months, something new will come out. Something fresh will come out from the ground. That is what Christ is trying to say. For something new to come out of our life, there must be a cleansing that would happen first. For salvation to come into our life, there should be a cross first where we need to die. Before resurrection comes into our life, there should be a dying that should come into our life. We don't want that to happen. The fire of God. Yan ang sinasabi ni Jesus dito. I have come to bring fire. I have come to cast fire. I have come to light up a fire in this world to burn. I remember when Jesus entered the temple the last few days of his life on earth. When he entered the temple, he cleared the table of the money changers, di ba? Tinumban niya yung mga... It was the temple. It's supposed to be the house of God. But when Jesus entered, he overturned the table of the money changers. You know what? He was changing things around him. Yes, God loves us as we are. God accepts us as we are, but He will not tolerate and will not allow us to stay as we are. He wants to transform our life. There are blessings awaiting us if we will only change. There are joys. There is peace that is awaiting to enter our life if only we will change. That's why the fire that God brings, it was not an intention to just destroy and, you know, get rid of everything. No, the fire is intended to bring new life. The fire will burn the old away so that something fresh, something new will be born in us. Amen? Itong sinasabi niya. I have come to bring a sword to divide. To divide. I have seen this many times in my life how families are divided because of the truth of Christ. I used to have a classmate na yung tatay niya is alcoholic, yung nanay niya alcoholic, yung mga kuya at kapatid niya, elder brothers, elder siblings, were all alcoholic. Lahat sila sa bahay nila is alcoholic. And they don't even know that their family is dysfunctional. Alam mo, noong una akong na-meet yung family na yan, tuwang-tuwa ako. Bakit? Kasi pwede kang umuwi kahit alas dos na madaling araw. Okay lang sa tatay nila. It's okay. Uuwi yung bata. High school pa lang kami. Uuwi yung anak niya alas dos na madaling araw. Okay lang sa tatay. Uuwi yung anak niya, gumagapang, sumusuka, dahil sa kalasingan, tawa ng tawa yung tatay tsaka yung nanay. Sabi ng nanay, oh sige, matulog ka lang pagkatapos. It's so dysfunctional. It is not functioning as a family. Na yung dapat yung tatay nangangaral yan. Yung nanay should be teaching you things. But it's a family where everyone is alcoholic. Therefore, that family is dysfunctional and they're happy about it. Yan ang sabi nila, importante, happy. It was dysfunctional. Then one day, yung classmate ko had encounter with the Lord. He encountered Jesus in his life. And nung na-encounter niya si Jesus, you know, he started to talk to me kasi, you know, alam niya rin na at that time, nagkaroon na ako encounter kay Lord. Wala siyang makausap sa pamilya niya. And everybody's laughing at him. Then he talked to me and I said, yeah, Jesus, this is the Jesus I met also. Kilala ko yan. You know, we started to talk. And you know what? He stopped drinking. Tumigil na siya sa paglalasing. He stopped drinking. He's so excited with this Jesus that he stopped drinking. And you know what? His family kicked him out. Galit na galit yung tatay niya. Sabi ng tatay niya, mas mayad pa kakamon? Ha? Pinapamuka mo sa amin na masama kami? Hindi po, hindi naman pinapamuka ng anak niya. Ay, ano, buot mo singanon, mas mayad pa kakabon? Then the father said, get out of my house. Bakit? Bakit? Binago ng Diyos ang buhay niya. It's like a sword, it will divide a family. Sometimes a family will be divided by that sword. The truth of God's word. It will divide a family. Why? Because many families today are predicated on sin. Amen? I have a classmate in college that his family sells drugs. From the father to the mother to the sisters and even the youngest of them, nagbebenta sila ng droga. Kaya ang yaman nila. At ano sa palagay mo sa pamilya na to, malungkot sila? No, they're happy. They travel around the world. They buy cars they want to buy. Nabibili nilang lahat. At ang sabi nila, walang diferensya ang buhay namin. Yeah. Until you encounter the truth. Until you encounter Jesus, Jesus would come into your life and He will cut. And you will begin to change. And you will begin to be hated by other members of the family. Yan ang nangyayari sa pamilya. The family sometimes has to be shaken up. The family has to be disrupted because some families and many families are predicated on sin. Anong ibig sabihin ng predicated on sin? It has been established in sin. That's why when the word of truth comes in, when Christ comes in, He comes to disrupt that family. Why? So that the family of the kingdom might come to that family. You'll never know. It happens every day. The scripture says that God's word is a double-edged sword. It would even cut through the dividing of the soul and spirit. What does it mean? The word of God is a double-edged sword. It's sharp. Do you know where problems begin? It begins in our hearts. When our hearts is not aligned with the truth, when our hearts is not aligned with the will of God, that is where the problem is. And that problem will continue to grow until it disrupts your family, it destroys your family. I was invited to a family one time, kina-counseling yung family, ang sabi ng lalaki, Bishop, kausapin mo yung asawa ko, my wife is so selfish. Bishop, kausapin mo yung mga anak namin, our children are very selfish. Then nung kinakausap ko yung pamilya, nagka-counseling kami, I found out na yung nag-invita sa akin, siyang pinaka-selfish. It was the father who is very selfish. And he thinks that his wife is selfish. He thinks that his son is selfish. He thinks that his daughter is selfish. Ayusin mo sila, Bishop. Kasi ako okay na. And it was sad because when we started to talk, I pointed out to him, ikaw ang problema. And it cuts to the heart. Yan ang ayaw natin. Yan ang ayaw natin kay Kristo. We want a Jesus that is far and will not interfere in our affairs. Yan ang gusto nating Jesus. Ang gusto nating Jesus, yung pagbigyan tayo sa lahat ng gusto natin. Yan ang gusto nating Jesus. Diba? We want a Jesus that will not mind our sins. We want a Jesus that will not confront us. We want a Jesus that will not bring conflict in our lives. We want our life smooth as it is, not realizing na baluktot ang buhay natin. Now, if you invite the Jesus that I know, He will come. And He will bring fire. And He will burn. He will bring a sword and He will cut. Because every problem in the family, in our nation, it's always a problem that begins in the heart. Itong corruption na nakita natin sa gobyerno, galit na tayo sa gobyerno natin. You know, why is there corruption? Because corruption is in the heart. It's here. We try to change people in the government, we try to change our system, and we always come up with more and more corruption in government because the problem is this. That's why Jesus comes. Sabi niya, you do not presume that I come to bring peace. He is the Prince of Peace. But sabi niya, I did not come to bring peace, but I have come to bring a sword to divide. To divide, to cut through the heart. And it's painful. Masakit. And every day as we just look at the truth, every day if you have time, you sit down and confront yourself with the truth. Many times, my dear brothers and sisters, pag kinokorekt tayo na isang tao, instead na tingnan mo yung sarili mo, tinitingnan mo yung tao. Diba? Oh. Pag may lumapit na tao sa iyo at sabihan ka, uy, huwag ka masyadong ganyan, masama yan. Hay, bungkol ka man. Ha man, kung bungkol imaw, gamayad ka. Ha? We try to put down anyone who corrects us, who try to speak the truth to us, because we think that if that person is also bad, then I'm okay. Ayusa ta imong kabuhi. Hay, ayaw ako paghambagi. Hay, mas bungko ka pa kako na din, mas mayad kawon. Ag hindi kawon magmayad, mauron ka na lang gid. Because every time someone comes to correct you, you attack the person. And you think that if you put somebody else down, you will become okay. No, you will not become okay. Today, the gospel speaks to us very harshly. You know? And iniisip ko na naman yung mga comment bukas, yung mga text na maririnig ko. Noong una, yung mga text sa akin when I was about to become a bishop, lahat ng papuri narinig ko eh. You know? Remember? Yung sinabi, oh, Father Romy June will be your bishop. Palakpakan lahat, di ba? Yes! Well, everybody was clapping and cheering. I was sad because sabi ko, after this, ang susunod na isisigaw ng tao, ipako na yan sa cross. And that's what's happening now. And you know, I get messages, Bishop, yung sinabi mo mali. Bishop, yung mga sinabi mo hindi totoo. Bishop, mali yung sinabi mo. Everything. And I was criticized both from the left and the right. They're criticizing me. And you know what? Today I rejoice because a prophet that is cheered by everyone is a false prophet. Okay? Beware of false prophets. Beware when men speak well of you, because this is how they treated the false prophets. Now when I am criticized, now when I am opposed, Now, when someone says to me, maling sinasabi mo, Bishop, mali ka, I rejoice. Because now I know I'm speaking the truth. Wala nang tumatanggap sa akin. Nung nag-umpisa tayo, ang lakas ng views natin, you know, oh, people want to watch this bishop, you know, gustong-gusto nila yung views. Ngayon, wala nang nanonood. Wala nang views. Yeah, because I'm learning to speak truth. Speak the truth that we don't want to hear sometimes, but that's the truth that will change your life. Invite Jesus to come into your heart. When you invite Jesus to come into your heart, always know this, He will come to change your life, not improve your life. When He comes into your life, He will bring a fire and He will bring a sword, a fire to destroy, a fire that will clear your heart so that something new and fresh can grow again. He will bring a sword to cut your heart. He will cut those things which God has been dealing with you and you are putting it off. God has been telling you to forgive. Ayaw mo, papasukin yung puso mo, hihiwain yan. And you have to let go of that. God is dealing with our vengefulness. Abong Kristiyano makaroon madumot. Basta hindi makabagos, ay hindi kita mapahimtang doon. Abong Kristiyano who are cruel. Naintindihan yung cruel? Many Christians are so cruel. Many Christians today are so angry. Many Christians today are so resentful. And we just think it's okay. God has been dealing with your heart. And you always say, oh, someday, balang araw, ayusin ko yan. When Christ enters, He will cut. And it's gonna be painful for you. Masakit sa'yo yan. But when He cuts, those things that are not supposed to be in your heart, that will be taken away. And I praise God for that. I thank God for that. I don't like what He would do to me sometimes, but I am thankful that He did that. So He's changing us, transforming us. He's not just improving your life, He is transforming, changing your life. Amen.